Well, let me just say I am thankful to be here today, and I'm thankful for technology. Even sometimes it doesn't work perfectly, but it keeps us connected.
Yeah, 我很高兴今天有这个机会又和大家在这里一同来敬拜主。就像这个虽然有时候会出点小问题，但是呢，这些高科技呢仍然不断的继续的。让我们能够在网上一起来敬拜神。
I'm also thankful for the music today, the song we started with every Sunday in China. We sang, it was Rong Yao, Rong Yao, Rong Yao. That's the best I can do on it, but I heard it every Sunday, and I'm thankful to hear it again today.
我更是感谢神。记不记得我们刚唱的第一首歌《荣耀，荣耀，荣耀》。Holy, holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy.
是我以前在中国的时候教会每天每次都会唱的这个第一首歌真是感谢主有这个机会我们仍然可以在这里一起来聆听这首歌。
So let's pray together.
让我们低头一起祷告。
Father, we just thank you for all your provisions. We thank you for the time now to where we can stay connected. In fellowship, in worship, in looking to you. So I pray that this time is yours to speak to us. I pray that you will speak through me in any way that you want to, and that I won't get in the way of any of that. But your word will be heard. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, today, first, the title. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
今天呢，我要特别来强调今天的这个主题，今天讯息的主题是清洁与敬虔是并行的。
So let me tell you where that verse is. It's in First Opinions, chapter 1, verse 1. Right next to the verse, God helps those who help themselves.
今天这个主题呢，是我直接从这个The First Opinion 第一章第一节，而且是接着呢，在这个天助自助者这段这个话之后的一段的这个话。
Now I've read this quote comes from a certain pastor in a church. I'm not going to mention his name.Because I don't know the context of what he was saying at the time.
上面这两句话呢，都不是来自于圣经的。那最近呢，我在一个教会里面呢，听到有这么一段误用的这个话，但是呢，我不想在这里提起这是谁讲的因为呢，我们都不了解这个人讲话的时候他的前后文理是怎么样的。
However, I have witnessed it being misused on someone like maybe we don't think is cleaned up enough to come to church.
但是呢我却曾这个听到有人误用这句话呢讲到说呢我还不够不够干净呢来到出现在这个教会面前。
So often the word or the term unclean or clean are thought of as how fresh, how bathed are you, how do you appear today in clean clothes?
经常呢我们提到这个不干净或者干净这些用词呢就好像我们的思想都是在停留在我们身上穿的衣服或者我们自己是不是洗过澡够干净的。
I hate to say it, but it may have even been used to tell someone, are you really cleaned up or dressed well enough to come to church?
我不愿这么讲，但是呢，我确曾听到有人这么讲说，诶，我 必须要穿得够体面呢，我才能来到教会和来去参加聚会。
So I'd like to begin today to state that this word clean, that we're going to be looking at today is talking about ritual purity.
所以一开始呢，我愿意和大家来分享这个干净这个字的意思当我们今天所要讲的呢，是有关于这个仪礼上面的这个纯净而言的。
In a broad sense, what we're going to be looking at today is a very high overview of Leviticus in the Old Testament.
今天呢，我们要来讲的这个主题呢，是关于在旧约圣经里头非常前面的一本这个利未记这本书上。
Let me start by telling you the Hebrew name for Leviticus really is "and he called."
在希伯来文，这个利未记它的名字的这个由来呢，是讲到说这是讲奉召而出的意思的。
And of course, the English name Leviticus came from the Greek translation in the Old Testament.
当然啦，这个英文字的这个利未记呢，可以追溯到这个希腊文，它对这个旧约这个翻译而来的。
So it got its name from the English translation of things concerning the priesthood of the Levites.
这本书当这个从希腊文翻译而来的。这个意思呢主要是讲到说是关于利未祭司的他的职分而言的。
But I'm going to tell you today that there's much, much more than the priestly duties that are brought out in this book.
但是利未祭本身他所讲的呢却不仅仅是利未祭司的这个职责而言而有更深层的这个意义的。
As I've studied it over the last few weeks, I come to think that the book is mostly about Israel's being holy.
过去几星期，我研究的这个专门来深读这个利未记这本书的时候呢，那事实上这本主要是讲到说是主要讲的就是以色列他的这个。他们的讲的这个圣洁对神圣洁这个词的用意
It's meant to be received as the very words of the Lord that are intended to direct His covenant people into holy living.
利未这个字所表达的呢正是神愿意他立约的这个子民呢，要活出他圣洁的这个生活的。
So the word "holy" itself is another word like cleanliness that is seemed to be misunderstood. So I want to clarify that throughout this message.
在这里呢，我提出了我讲了另外一个 "holy" 圣洁这个用词呢，也经常是被会被误解的。那今天呢，我就要来和大家来澄清这个它的争议。
If we look back just before Leviticus in Exodus, we learn that the Israelites were being delivered from slavery in Egypt and also entering into a covenant relationship with Israel and God.
在利未记之前呢，是出埃及记。出埃及记讲述的是呢，我们从出埃及记里面学到了神怎么样带领以色列人从为奴之地的埃及出来，然后呢，神和这些以色列人民呢，进入了一个约定。
So this relationship made the people of Israel to be a treasured possession to God, and to be used for a specific purpose.
就是因为这层的这个关系呢，神把以色列民成为他宝贝的这个一群人，而且呢，神在这一群人以色列人身上呢，有一个特殊的使命的。
They were to represent a kingdom of justice, mercy, goodness, and love from God.
神要在这群人身上显出他的公义、仁慈、善良和他的爱。
So you see, at this time, they were supposed to be dwelling with the Lord in the tabernacle.
在那个时候呢，这一群人呢，是跟神在一同住在这个会幕当中的。
We saw in Exodus 40:34, the glory of the Lord had just filled the tabernacle.
在出埃及记40:34讲到说，神的荣耀呢，充满了这个会幕。
But wait a minute. How can this holy God dwell with sinful and impure people?
等会儿，这怎么可能呢？圣洁的这个神怎么可能和一群不纯净的这个人住在一起呢？
So I think Leviticus offers some insight into this question. And that's where the central message is that God is holy and he requires his people to be holy.
利未记回答了这样子的一个问题，因为利未记本身它的中心主题呢，就是讲到说神他是圣洁的，他也要他的子民是圣洁的。
Leviticus also shows how God graciously provided atonement for sin, even though temporarily, by the shedding of the blood.
同时呢，也提到说，神是恩典的，来提供了这个为这个人的罪呢，提供了一个赎罪的方式，借着暂时的这个生祭的这个流血。
I say temporarily because for them it was on a day-to-day basis with offerings for forgiveness for that day's sin.
当我提到暂时的呢，是因为他们每天都要做这样子的这个献祭，来求神来原谅他们的罪行。
Still,if this book showed such privilege and grace, why is it that the biblical law is often portrayed negatively?
但是如果利未记这本书讲述了这么样的这个神的这个恩典和给人的这个权利，但是怎么经常我们听到的好像把这个圣经看成是他是在讲反面的这个负面的事情呢。
For faithful ancient Israel, it was something to be thankful for. God would communicate his values in everyday cultural realities.
对虔诚的这个以色列人来讲呢，他们感恩呢他们能够每天与神来经过这样子的方式来联系。
So just as with the moral law, this was really a window into God's heart.
所以这不仅仅是一个法律典章而已，而这是更是一个窗口，我们可以来窥见神的这个心意是为何的。
So Psalms, David commonly reflected on the value of the law giver in the law, and he rejoiced.
所以在诗篇里头呢，多次的反映出来，诗人这个大卫呢，他怎么样来感恩这个颁布律法的这位上帝，而且他本身呢，他在上帝里面，他能享受上帝。
So the Lord communicated his values in cultural realities, which can change, even though his values don't change.
上帝呢、把他的心意呢、融入了 人类会变迁的这个文化的现实里面，即便呢、上帝他的心意是永远都不会改变的。
So I had to confess for myself, I've read through Leviticus many, many times, but never really taken the time to dig deeper and to see God's goodness, His mercies at this time in history.
我必须要承认呢、我读过了利未记很多很多很多很多次了，但是我从来没有像现在一样、真正的、去深入来去看看神的这个美善和恩慈，特别是、在这个历史的洪流里面。
So it's true, Leviticus is intended for Israel as the people of God, but it's not just legal or ceremonial dealings. There's more depth to it, truths that apply to all times for all men.
不仅仅呢、利未记本身呢，它不仅仅只是、上帝给以色列人告诉以色列人颁布给以色列人的这个律法和这个恩慈的仪式而已，它更是、深入的、让它本身所代表的这个、这个真理呢，不仅仅是适用在那时候，也不仅仅是适用在、当时的人，而是在历史的洪流里面适用于每一个人的。
It's really a wonderful unfolding of the divine-human relationship with the Israelites then, but with us today also.
它不仅仅，它真正完美的这个、揭示了这个神圣的上帝跟人类之间的关系，这层关系呢，不仅仅是在那时候的和他和以色列人以外之间呢，更是呢，一直到现在也昭示了、他和我们之间的关系。
They and we should be thanking God for caring so much about His people that He would guide them through all areas of life.
上帝呢，他是这么的、关爱我们，指示了我们生命的、方方面面。
Of course, then and now, we see some people don't want to be guided by God, only by themselves.
当然，在这个历史的洪流里面，总是会有一群人呢，他们不愿意让上帝来指引他们，他们只相信他们自己。
That's expressed in a poem, Invictus, that defies God's right to do what He wants and states His soul's unconquerableness. And it says, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
这正如、在这个 Invictus、这本这个 诗里头、讲到说人是多么的抗拒无视、上帝的这个全能，甚至、说我是我自己命运的主宰，我是我自己灵魂的掌舵者。
See that big eye? That has plagued men for all times. Always to be thinking about me, I.
看到这个、这个诗的开头，这个大哀了没有？这个字讲述了哀，我个人呢，我呢就像这个瘟疫一样的这个不断的在缠绕的人。
And it seems that the world outside the church would like people to think that Leviticus is just a bunch of silly rules.
同样的呢，世俗呢。也是要叫世人相信上帝颁给以色列人这些律法呢，是愚蠢的想法，是一样的。
Not only that, they want people to think God is like a drill instructor that puts people through an obstacle course that they can't possibly complete.
不仅仅他要让世人认为呢，上帝呢就好像一个刻薄的这个训练指导员一样，把一群人呢放在一些布满了障碍的这个场地呢，这个根本不可能完成训练的这个场地。
From my point of view, even with the church, it can often be just a lack of interest in understanding and seeing God's goodness in the Old Testament.
也经常看到在教会里头，也没有什么兴趣让信徒能够更也没有愿意让信徒更多的去了解上帝的美，在旧约里上帝美善的这个旨意的。
So perhaps today we can see more of Jesus in the Old Testament and more of God the Father in the New Testament.
照这个样子下去呢，今后我们可能会讲到更多这个耶稣的慈爱，来取代了这个父神的这个慈爱。
So just very quickly, the first chapters 1 through 7 are really a description of the various kinds of sacrifices.
我们看到利未记呢，它分成了几部分，从第一到第七章呢，主要是讲到说各种献祭的这个描述。
Chapters 8 and 10 are more so of the calling and the setting up of the priesthood.
那从第八章到第十章呢，讲的比较多的就是怎么样呼召祭司和设立成为祭司的各种的规条。So
now from the priesthood, the emphasis passes to the worshipers in chapters 11 and through 15, and that's what we're going to consider primarily today.
在11章到15章里头呢，经由祭司的这个设立呢，强调了这个敬拜者应当要有像祭司一样的这个圣洁的这个真谛。
Worshippers must be clean personally in chapter 11, and they're guided in family life, more or less, in chapter 12.
敬拜者呢，也应当洁净自己，特别不仅仅是讲到这个个人，也。 在11章讲到说个人的洁净方面，那接下来呢，在12章里头会讲到说这个家庭生活方面的洁净。
Chapters 13 through 15 guide them as a congregation, and finally chapter 16 as a people, it brings them to the Day of Atonement.
13章到15章呢，引导了人们这些会众呢，怎么样来洁净，然后一直到16章呢，我们这个利未记呢，把我们带进了这个救赎的这个意义里面。Typically,
the first 16 chapters are considered part 1 of Leviticus, and then chapters 17 through 27 are part 2.
那特别在 前面的16章呢，一般呢都把视为这个利未记的这个上半部。那17章到27章呢，讲到说是 下半部。
Even these chapters 11 through 15, there's much, much more than we could possibly cover verse by verse. And so we're just going to look at the central themes. That's what I mean by an overview.
即使是如此呢，我们今天所要谈到的11章到15章呢，我们也不可能每一节每一节细节的来讲述，我们只能来探讨其中的一些中心的这个主旨。这也是我为什么讲我今天只是来一个全览而已。
Still, I would like to encourage all of us to personally look more closely, dig deeper to see God's goodness, mercy, and grace in Leviticus.
但是呢，我今天仍然一个人来发出这个来鼓励大家呢，能够来更仔细的更深入的来看看这些这个利未记，看上帝父神的这个美善、仁慈和恩慈。
I was in a study with pastors this week, and we were talking about the subject of God's glory, and many, many people have a hard time defining that.
这一周呢，我和一些这个牧者们呢，一起来研讨这个关于上帝的这个荣耀这个主题的时候呢，那我们都有一段这个都很难，都有一段这个时间很难去定义上帝的荣耀是怎么一回事。
This article we were reading mentioned Exodus 33:18-19. Moses responded, "Then show me your glorious presence." The Lord replied, "I will make my goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you."
在我们讨论当中呢，有我们读了一段的这个一段的这个上帝的话，在出埃及记33:18-19，摩西这么回答说：“耶和华说，我要显出我的一切恩慈在你面前。”摩西回答说：“求你显出你的荣耀给我看。”那耶和华上帝说：“我要显出我的一切恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名。我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。”
Exodus 34:6 said, "The Lord passed in front of Moses, calling out, 'Yahweh the Lord, the God of compassion and mercy, I'm slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness.'"
在出埃及记34:6这么说道，耶和华当耶和华神经过摩西面前的时候，他讲到，耶和华是有怜悯有恩慈的上帝，不轻易发怒，并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
So our takeaway from this was that really God's natural bent, his glory, if you will even, is to be compassionate and merciful. He has to be greatly provoked to be angry.
在讨论里面呢，我们取代了上帝的这个本质，讲到说上帝的这个怜悯和恩慈是他的本是是他的本性，那上帝要经过极大的这个刺激之后呢，他才会生气的。
Now on the other side of that, mankind's bent is to be angry, and we have to be provoked to be compassionate and merciful.
但是我们有没有想到，我们在另外一方面呢，我们人性呢却被扭曲成就是会发怒，要被激发 我们才会有怜悯和恩慈的。
So let's look together at Leviticus 10:10. I'm going to back up a little bit. And 11:44, just the first part, A, and 45. As we're going to look through these topics of chapters 11 through 15 of Leviticus.
我们呢会回头 看一段在利未记第十章第十节和十一章四十四节前半段和四十五节呢，那我们要看一看关于十一到十五章讲述的这些仪礼方面的这个事情。
So Leviticus 10:10 says you must distinguish between what is sacred, what is common, between what is ceremonially unclean and what is clean.
在利未记第十章第十节这边讲到说呢，你们要将圣的俗的洁净的不洁净的分别出来。
Then Leviticus 11:44a, I am the Lord your God. You must consecrate yourself and be holy because I am holy. And then verse 45, for I the Lord am the one who brought you up from the land of Egypt that I might be your God. Therefore, you must be holy because I am holy.
在利未记十一章四十四上半节和四十五节这么讲到，我是耶和华你们的上帝，所以你们要成为圣洁的，因为我是圣洁的。我是把你们从埃及地领出来的耶和华，要做你们的上帝，所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So I think these verses are some of the most central verses to the entire book of Leviticus. Be holy, for I am holy.
这里讲述到整本利未记它的中心呢，也是它的最重要的这个主题呢，就是说你们要圣洁，因为耶和华我是圣洁的。
And before somebody says, well, that was Old Testament. Well, what do we say about 1 Thessalonians 4:7? God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives.
这不仅仅是在旧约里头讲到圣洁。当我们再看看帖撒罗尼迦四章第七节，这么讲到，上帝召我们来，本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。
And again, New Testament, 1 Peter 1:15, But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scriptures say, you must be holy because I am holy.
另外在彼得前书第一章第十五节这么讲到，那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。第十六节这么讲到你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So both the Old Testament and New Testament use holy as a command, not an option. But what does holy mean?
在不管是在旧约还是在新约里面讲到的这个，都同样讲到这个圣洁这个词。圣洁是神要给他的子民的一个命令，而不是一个命令。但是什么是圣洁呢？
In both cases, it means set aside for relationship with God, belonging to God, and being used for a purpose.
在这不管是在旧约在新约里头讲到的这个圣洁，都是和神有关，是分别出来，是属神的，单单是为神所用的。
Those redeemed from slavery, bought with a price, that implies relationship, and it also implies a mission.
就好像从为奴中被买赎出来，买赎所用的这个代价呢，也代表了不仅仅是一种新的这个关系，也同时是一个新的使命。
It means living in a way that we know and others know that we're God's children. We belong to Him.
它代表的不仅仅是要我们自己知道， 而且也要让别人知道我们是上帝的儿女，是属于他的。
The root word in the Old Testament and New Testament means sacred, sanctified, set apart, and saint. Wait a minute. That's you and me.
在旧约或新约里头，这个字的它的这个字根的这个原意呢，都是神圣的，有牺牲的，就像我们是这一群分别为圣的，我们这些分别为圣的讲的也就是你和我。
So a saint is holy, set apart by God as his own, and to be set apart for God's own is to be holy.
圣徒是圣洁的，是从人群当中分别出来，被神分别出来，是属于他的，而且set apart是属于神他自己的，因为要我们也成为圣洁。
Leviticus sets apart three basic ritual states: the unclean, the clean, and the holy. And holy is the one I'd really like to concentrate most on today.
利未记呢，阐述了三个基本的这个礼仪方面的这个状态，就是不干净、洁净的和圣洁的。那这个 holy 圣洁这个字呢，是我今天要专注的，在今天要专注的。
The Lord dwelling with the Israelites made their holiness much, much more important to be living near to His holy place.
上帝呢，住在以色列人当中呢，使得所以能够让这个以色列人呢，能够在更接近这个上帝的这个圣地的时候呢，那他们就更容易把这个圣洁当作一回事了。
Now another reason for doing this as an overview, besides the time that it would take, is Leviticus rarely explains what various ritual actions are or what they mean.
另外一个理由呢，我今天来做这个概览的这个理由呢，除了说是不可能有那么多的时间来一节一节的讲述之外呢，那另外一个呢，就是说在利未记本身呢，也没有讲到太仔细关于这个仪礼方面的这个行为和他的物件真正所背后所代表的意义。
Maybe this is a good time for a midstream disclaimer. I told Casey this was going to be kind of a long message.
Well, Pastor Mike 已经他之前就有警告我，今天的这个讲道呢，会是一篇非常长、比较长的讲道，而且内容也是比较深入的。
Yeah, I just wanted to draw that to your attention. You know, if you look at the commentary scholars, they all have different explanations for a lot that goes on in Leviticus.
对于利未记里头所讲到的一些物件呢，一些用词呢，那我们看这个不同的解经学者呢，他们会有不同的这个解释的。
I think we can say ritual by definition, though, is it identifies a person, a time, or event. Somehow or another unique. If we look at birthdays, funerals, graduation, marriage, and so we see that the more elaborate rituals show more significance.
照定义来说呢，这些遗文呢是要来认定，不管是对一个人一个时间或者是一个事件，它都有它特殊的表不同的这个意义。譬如说对一个人的生日、葬礼、毕业或者婚姻等等呢，那这些遗文呢是要来帮助解释这些特殊意义的含义的。
So I warn you as you read through Leviticus that to Israel these were much more evident in their culture, these rituals.
对我们来讲，我们要怎么来读这些利未记里面所提的这些遗文呢？对当时的以色列人来讲呢，他们比我们更容易来明白里头所说的。
So let's look at the themes of these chapters, and we'll start with Leviticus 11, ceremonially clean and unclean animals.
现在就让我们来首先来看看11章到15节这边来讲到神他的原本意思呢对这些仪礼上的这个洁净或不洁，仪礼上动物的洁净或不洁净这回事。
Chapter 11 really has a lot to do with ritual and purity of various creatures and how they can become pure again.
第十一章呢，主要讲述到的是仪文上的这些不洁净和各种受造物他们怎么样能够使人变借着他们变洁净。
Different cultures have their way of dividing the animal kingdom due to their diet or their habitat.
不同的文化呢，有他们不同的这个方式来定义这个动物这个是洁净或者不洁净，来根据他们的饮食或者生活习惯来决定。
And of course, for Israel, this ritual purity meant edible or not edible. There are generally four views of this ideal of ritual purity.
当然呢，在利未记里头所提到的这些仪礼的这个干，对以色列人来讲干净或不干净，主要讲的是这个动物是可吃或者不可吃。在这里呢，我们通常有四个方面我们可以来看。
The first one is were they healthy or not?Now, I held this view largely, you know, for a long time. This ideal of unclean animals were just not good for you. This was due for whatever they ate or where they lived. That kind of made sense to me.
首先第一个讲到是健康与否。我有了这个观念呢是从我过去对这个不干净的动物或者这个不好的这个动物呢讲的是从他们这些动物他们本身的居住的这个环境或者他们吃的东西吃进去这个动物他们身这个东西是干净或不干净。
There's the other view that the cultic use, in other words, were certain animals used more in pagan worship?
那第二个方面呢这些动物这些不好的动物呢可能是因为一些邪教徒异教徒他们敬拜时所拿来用的这个动物。
The view that they're just moral symbols, like certain animals are symbols of sin, like a pig that wallows in the mud.
或者是一些我们人这个品德上面的这个一些象征，就拿猪来讲，那猪是在这个喜欢在这个泥巴里面来打滚的，那这是一个不干净的一个象征。
Then there's the modern view through the scholars that as they study the ancient people groups, they come up with different explanations.
那或者从现代人的这个观点来讲呢，怀疑从一些人的这个研究的这个报告得出来的一些结论。
But there doesn't seem to be any single view that really accounts for all the circumstances. There are numerous exceptions to all of those views.
这里没有任何一个观点呢，可以来包罗概括所有的这个情况。那有很多的这个例外的这个例子，我们可以看得到的。
So this idea of clean or unclean animals, it has puzzled commentators and scholars throughout the ages.
经过了这个很多年呢，要试着要找出一个对这个干净或不干净的这个动物的这个合理性呢，一直困扰的这个解说的人员。
The most obvious view that applies to all of them is that they're designated to set Israel apart from other cultures.
在这里很显明的一个概念呢，就是上帝呢要以色列人和当地的这个迦南文化分别出来。
So for Israel to obey these dietary rules,It shows how they honor the Creator, who He has the right to decide which creatures may be used for that.
对以色列人来讲，他们遵守这些饮食上的这些限制呢，主要就是要来荣耀这位创造宇宙天地万物的主宰因为。他有这个权利来决定他所造的这些动物呢，哪些是可吃，哪些是不可吃的。
And again, this shows up in the New Testament in Acts 10, 13 through 15. Then a voice told him, Get up, Peter, kill and eat. Surely not, Lord, Peter replied. I have never eaten anything impure or unclean. The voice spoke to him a second time, Do not call anything impure.That God has made clean.
在新约里头有一段的这个记载呢，讲到说有一个声音对彼得说：“起来，彼得把这些动物宰了吃了。”我怎么可以吃这些东西呢？我的主，彼得回答这么样回答说：“我从来没有吃过任何不洁净。”或不干净的这个东西第二次呢这个声音又在响起告诉他说不可以叫这些上帝已经洁净的东西不干净
Now we may be quick to give Peter a thumbs down but that's what he'd been taught all of his life
我们也许很快的就认为彼得不属灵那我们但是我们要知道呢这就是彼得一生他的生活被教导的
His problem really was he didn't stop and think where those teachings were coming from They came through Moses as the high priest or the high priest but they came from God himself
他的问题是呢他没有停下来去深思他所学的这些教导是从什么地方而来的他所学的这些是从摩西和一些这个高等的这个祭司他们所传下来的这个规矩甚至最终呢他们是神所颁布的
So he should have been thinking, now wait a minute, who am I speaking to here to say no?
在这里呢保罗他的脑筋需要能够转快一点因为他要知道和他说话的 正是那位上帝。
See, really today, it's not up for us to decide if what God is telling us makes sense or not.
真正我们要知道的是，真正我们要了解到一点，就是决定这个东西可吃与否呢，那不是按照我们自己的决定，而也不是我们自己来决定上帝他所说的是不是合我们的心意。
The Jews under the old covenant just had to learn to despise the foods that God said were unclean and to enjoy the foods that God said were clean.
在旧约底下的犹太人呢，他们要学习的就是轻看那些上帝所说不洁净的，然后呢，尽管的放胆去享受上帝说是洁净的食物。
It really was a choice between pleasing themselves and being unclean, or pleasing the Lord and being clean.
真正你要做的是你要在满足自己，但却是不洁净的呢，还是你要取悦上帝，而且那是洁净的？你要在这当中做一个选择。
Now the Hebrews at that time could probably easily go back to Genesis 3:6 when God said that the tree in the midst of the garden was off limits to Adam and Eve. But Eve saw that the tree was good for food, so she took it and ate it.
我在这里呢，我们可能要回到这个创世纪三章第六节这边，我们很容易的。就想起这个创世纪三章六节这边讲到的一个一件事情就是神在这个他的园中呢放置了这个一颗要他们不要吃的这个分别善恶的这个树但是呢夏娃呢看见这树上所结的果子是美好的。就摘了这个果子，而且只吃了。
So let's make it back to the New Testament again. 1 Corinthians 10, right after Paul was talking about why to eat or not eat certain foods, he gets to the point. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
让我们再回到新约里头，哥林多书，这个第十章这边讲到保罗 提到说关于哪些食物可以吃哪些食物不可以吃他是直接讲到了这个重心他说到你们或吃或喝无论做了什么都要为荣耀上帝而行。
So God said to those people in the Old Testament, you are holy, just like other things that belong to God.Used for His purposes, and God's people today belong to Him to be used for His purpose.
上帝对他的子民说呢，你是圣洁的，你们是圣洁的，就像其他事情是属于上帝的，是为了上帝的这个旨意而造的，那我们呢？成为上帝的这个子民呢，我们是属于他的，我们也为上帝的缘故来做他所喜悦的事。
I'm just going to touch on chapter 12 a little bit. We may take a little bit out of that. But I'll just say chapter 12 is not about personal holiness, but ritual purification.
在利未记第十二章呢，所谈到的不是个人的这个圣洁问题，而是一些关于这个仪礼上的这个洁净。
Again, I'm encouraging you, all of us, to read through this, but let me just say there is nothing in Leviticus 12 that says human sexuality is dirty, that pregnancy is defiling, or that babies are impure.
我再一次的也鼓励大家呢，能够再深入的再去考察这个利未记这本本身，在利未记第十二章所讲到的不是来告诉我们这个男女之间的这个性关系呢是污秽的，这个妇女的这个怀孕呢是肮脏的，或者说是这个生出来这个新生婴儿他们是不纯净的。
The Bible presents having children as a blessing from God. It doesn't view anything in reproduction as evil. Really, it's part of the original good.
在圣经里头所提到的这个生养这个儿女呢，乃是从上帝而来的这个祝福呢，这并不是从这个 reproduction。从这个并不是讲到说呢，生育的这个这个过程是邪恶的，而是讲到说呢，这原是上帝创造的这个美好的本意。
Let me just say again, in no way does it suggest a inferiority.Or suggest that women are inferior to men.
在这里呢，绝对不是讲到说这个这些不洁净呢是跟罪有关，或者是因为我们人类的这个堕落，或者说是女性在比男性要劣一等。
There's a couple of things here. Let me just touch on one. Leviticus does show that blood loss, a life force, was considered to be a matter that could make something unclean.
在这里讲到妇女的生育不洁净呢，是因为失血的关系，血在神的眼中是代表了这个生命，那失血就是失去了一些能力。所以呢，看为这件事情是不洁净的。
You might also consider one more thing, that being called unclean for the mother provided rest.
或者呢，我们可以从另外一个角度来看，当一个刚生产完的母亲呢，被称为不洁净，她也正可以利用这段时间呢，来得到休息。
She was not required to work around the home or to travel to the sanctuary for worship.
因为她被称为不洁净呢，她不需要去做这个家务事，而且她也不需要这个旅行到远的这个会堂里头呢来去做这个献祭。
I have a feeling Florence could identify with that.I have a feeling Florence understands that meaning too, of rest.
我也能深深体会他的这个美好的意思。
And again, in the end, whether it was a boy or a girl, the cleansing or the repurifying was the same for both.
所以不管是生的是男孩或女孩呢，那这段的这个休息呢，这个洁净呢，都是对他们有好处的。
So anybody that says, you see, God is sexist, he thinks less of women and female children, say no, I know God is good.
所以你看，有人批评上帝是有性别差异的，但是在这里不管是生男或生女呢我认为上帝都是好的。
So let's go to 113. Leviticus 13 is about serious skin diseases, and these diseases were among the Israelites, but in some way, this chapter seems to be pointing towards sin itself.
在利未记第十三章这边讲的是一些皮肤的这个在以色列人当中一些皮肤的一些疾病呢那看起来呢好像这些疾病的来源呢来由呢是跟罪是有关系的。
In some ways, the priests were acting as doctors, discerning infectious diseases, quarantining, we can identify with that now, and temporarily putting people in a safe place, or maybe even out of the camp, who might spread such disease.
在这里呢，做祭司的呢，他也不经意的来扮演的一些这个医疗人员的这个角色呢，他们又来判断这些会传染的这个疾病呢是不是需要或者需要隔离或者暂时的呢把他们安置在一个安全的地方或者呢是永久的来在这个地方来和人群来隔离这样子就不会让这些疾病来扩散了。
So, for people unclean out of the camp until they were free of the disease, then they would know that there was a sacrifice that could be part of their cleansing.
当这些洁净后的人，他们离开了那些隔离区之后呢，他们会更来感激他们这么做是为了广大的群众的。
125. So, you know, it seems that Jesus even had a way of relating sick people who need a physician to sinners in need of healing.
在圣经里头呢，有些地方呢，甚至讲到说，耶稣好像呢，把生病的人需要看医生呢跟这个罪人呢需要救赎好像连上了一些某些的关系。
Mark 2:17 When Jesus heard this, he told them, Healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. I have come to call those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners. That's who he came for.
在马可福音第二章十七节有这么一段的这个记述呢当耶稣听到了这个事情之后呢他告诉了他的这个门徒说健康的人不需要看医生的只有生病的人才需要看医生那我告诉你们我来到这里是要来招义人来招罪人而不是来招义人的
Let's go to even a better picture, 142. As Leviticus seems to have been related to sin in chapter 13, chapter 14 seems to be related to salvation.
在利未记十三章呢，好像是和这个罪有连上关系，但在十四章呢讲。却和这个救恩有连上关系的。
It's a vivid picture of a glorious illustration of the salvation of a sinner.
在这里有一个鲜明的这个图画呢就是光荣的展示了在第十四章里的光荣的展示了罪人得赎的一幅的这个图画。
146. In the mercy of God, it was not necessarily to be seen as the end. In the end, a person could send a message to the priest saying they were healed.
在神的这个恩赐里头呢，得病呢，并不是一个并不是就是一个生命的一个结束，而且在当人。 恢复了隔好之后呢，我们可以到这个祭司面前呢来宣告我们的病得医治了。
It illustrates in the purification offering that he can finally be made pure with the blood sacrificed of a male lamb. That is to be justified before God.
所以在这里提到的洁净礼呢，是必须要透过一只公羊羔，因着流血呢，代替人在神面前来成为义。
153. For us, we know our high priest, Jesus, can make the final sacrifice for us, and he also can declare us eternally clean.
So, 所以在这里呢，我们是可以来到这个祭坛面前呢，来成。Would you one more time?
Well, the witness of Jesus is the one that counts for our final. He is our final sacrifice, and he teaches us that we're eternally clean.
耶稣呢，是我们的拯救，因为他已经为我们做了一切牺牲，那我们已经成为圣洁的。
If we look at John 13:8-10, with Peter, Jesus was washing feet, and Peter protested, "You will never ever wash my feet," Jesus replied. "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." Then Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands and head as well, Lord, not just my feet." And Jesus replied, "A person who has been bathed all over does not need to wash except for the feet to be entirely clean."
还记不记得在约翰福音13:8-10所记载的一段这个故事当耶稣要替门徒洗脚的时候，彼得他坚持不要耶稣来洗他的脚。他说，我永远也不要你来洗我的脚。但耶稣告诉他说，除非我洗你的脚，要不然你就不会属于我。那西门彼得听了这句话，他马上就讲说，那你连我的这个脚，我的手跟我的头都洗了吧，这个我的主啊，不要单单洗我的脚。那耶稣告诉他说，一个洗过澡干净的人，他不需要再洗他的全身，只要洗了他的脚他全身就干净了。
I don't want to pass over this point because this in a way points to our daily care. We're living in a justified state, but daily we need to confess our sins to cleanse ourselves from this daily thing.
这里就讲到了我们要回到一个公义的这个状态下呢，那我们就不仅仅需要来到这个神的面前呢，来承认我们每天来到神的面前呢，来承认我们的罪，来求他洗净我们。
I'm not going to say much about chapter 15, other than to say that just as 13 was symbolic about sin, 14 symbolic about salvation, others see 15 as being relating to sanctification.
十三章呢，利未记的十三章呢，象征性的提到了这个罪的问罪罪跟献祭的问题。十四章呢，讲到说。这个献祭跟救赎的这个问题，十五章呢讲到了这个成圣这的问题。
So we all have certain issues, and some of them very private, but they're involved in our daily life. 158. Issues.
在我今天呢不会跟大家讲太多这个这个利未记第十五章关于漏证的问题呢，但是这里面讲了一些呢是我们个人很比较隐秘的这个一些问题。
Let's just jump to Matthew 9, and I'll just briefly go over this. I think most are familiar. Jesus is walking through a crowd, and a woman who had suffered from this issue of bleeding for many years touched the fringe of his robe, and she thought, if I can just touch his robe, I'll be healed. Jesus turned around, and when he said that, daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was healed at that moment.
在这里呢，我就想提出一件这个一件记载在马太福音第九章十九到二十二节的一件事情。一个患血漏多年患了多年血漏的这个妇女呢患了十二年血漏的这个妇女呢来到了这个耶稣的面前，她摸了这个耶稣的这个袍子的这个边缘呢因为他想呢，我只要触摸这个袍子呢，那我就可以得医治。然后耶稣呢，他就转身来对着这个妇女说，女儿放心好了，你的信救了你。就在那个时候呢这个妇女的病得到了医治。
So I'll leave you with the final question here. Are we, all of us, sufficiently aware of how grateful we should be that the Master has come along, seen us in our uncleanness, stretched out his hand, and touched us, and said, be made well?
最后呢，我有一个问题让大家去思考的，就是我们是不是真正的在感激我们有这么一个这个主人呢，他来到我们面前，看到我们不干净，他伸出他的手来触摸我们，而且说洁净了吧。
Last verse I'll leave you with here is Ephesians 4:23-24. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God.Truly righteous and holy.
最后呢，我想要和大家分享以弗所书第四章二三到二四节，这边讲到说呢，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着上帝的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So we know that the ultimate holiness that God wants us to have has really been achieved through Jesus, in the blood sacrifice, and through Him fulfilling the law.
我们晓得呢，这个最终的这个圣洁呢，是我们借着主耶稣基督呢来被上帝再次的这个接受这样的救赎。
And I said last verse, but there's one more. Deuteronomy 4:7.For what great nation is there that has God come so near to it as the Lord our God is to us? For whatever reason we may call upon Him.
有哪一大国的人有神与他们相近，像耶和华我们的上帝一样呢？当我们求他的时候，他就与我们相近呢？让我们现在就来呼求他。
And we are a nation, a holy nation to God.
我们就是这个圣洁的属神的国度，我们都是。
So let's call upon Him.
让我们来呼求他。
Father, we do call upon you now, not just for for favor, the blessings that you give us every day, but keep us reminded that we are your people, we belong to you, and you have a purpose for us to live lives that can demonstrate to others your goodness, your mercy, your compassion. Help us to be available to you for that purpose and to thank you every day for calling us to this wonderful mission of your people. And we Amen. Give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.